Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. The afternoon is sliding by on us here today. Let's go ahead and jump in and talk about the three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Okay, Hurricane Aaron getting some attention here as we'll continue to produce surf and rip current warnings along the eastern U.S. coastline. Storm surge flooding and tropical storm conditions will continue in the Outer Banks on the Virginia coast and along portions of the Mid-Atlantic and southern New England coast today through Friday. NHC forecasters also watching a tropical wave following Aaron with a 70% chance of tropical cyclone development over the next 7 days.
Number two.
And Florida Power and Light, along with key stakeholder groups, filed a four-year rate settlement agreement with state regulators on Wednesday. The agreement reduces FPL's original revenue request by nearly one-third. The agreement, subject to Florida PSC approval, cuts FPL's four-year revenue request by approximately 30%, keeping Northwest Florida rates nearly flat.
Number three.
Consumer Affairs has ranked Pensacola as the best coastal city in the U.S. Pensacola metro area earned the top spot thanks to four key factors: affordability, livability, safety, and economy. The rankings compared 143 U.S. coastal metro areas on metrics ranging from quality of life to cost of living.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a Pennsylvania man was arrested in Walton County after attempting to meet a 14-year-old social media influencer he had developed an online fixation on. 29-year-old Jared Easter faces multiple charges, including sending harmful material to a minor and traveling to meet a minor for sex. Officials say Easter spent 3 months sending explicit emails and obsessive messages to the victim. He allegedly tracked her location through her social media activity and showed up at her home, but ran into her father in the driveway instead. After the father called the police, deputies located Easter at a nearby hotel and arrested him.
Okay, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce hosted a luncheon with UWF today. The meeting focused on challenges in education. Incoming UWF President Manny Diaz spoke about the various university systems students and parents face in the coming years.
Part of my view when I was Commissioner of Education is that we needed to erase the line between the K-12 system, early learning, the K-12 system, our state college system, and the university system. It really needs to be one system that works together to serve our students and to serve our economy. And so our mission is twofold. Whatever we can do together, whether it's research or just bridging the gap and connecting business partners, community leaders, elected officials to industry, to bring industry into this community, that's appropriate, right? That fits the community. And on the other side, then it's our mission to create that pipeline workforce. And so that has to start. It starts as early as middle school now, unbelievably. But that's where students start to explore.
Well, News Radio 92.3's Andrew McKay has more on this trending story tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3's Pensacola Morning News. It is 6:15. Sure is. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much going on. It's been a very eventful couple of hours on the roads, but it looks like everything has cleared out for the most part. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. As for your weather, we're sitting at around 78 degrees. That's essentially the low for tonight. The low's officially listed as 77. Got some rainfall chances this evening that are going to bleed into the next several days, into your next work week. Highs are going to be relatively docile, though, as a result. They'll start to creep up come Sunday. But before that, tomorrow we've got a high of 89, and Saturday only a high of 88.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a wildfire down in the Everglades has created a smoke hazard in South Florida, causing officials to warn chronically ill people to stay indoors. This is a respiratory issue. Evan Brown, down in Miami with the report.
Two separate fires in the Florida Everglades and Broward County have combined into a single blaze larger than 20,000 acres, and it is not contained.
It has a lot of area to kind of spread, and it is sawgrass, so those are finer fuels. They're going to catch easier.
Michelle Danielson with Florida's Forest Service. The wind on Wednesday blanketed the smoke across the area, including over Miami and Miami Beach. The actual fire remains far from developed areas, though the smoke is posing some health risks. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins blames California's governor for last week's deadly crash along Florida's Turnpike in St. Lucie County. Three people were killed when an illegal immigrant truck driver who got his commercial driver's license in California made an illegal U-turn. A federal investigation found Gavin Newsom was in office when California's DMV gave Harjinder Singh a CDL, despite him not understanding English or even knowing most highway traffic signs. Collins was in California on Wednesday to bring Singh back to Florida to face charges.
Okay, a 15-year-old boy was arrested and charged with first-degree murder after allegedly killing his brother and dumping his body in a canal. Fox TV affiliate Channel 7 down in Dana Beach, Florida, following this story.
These states like Washington and California that want to keep issuing commercial driver's license need to show that they are complying with that basic requirement, that the people that they're putting on these roads that are going into other states can actually read the signs and understand English.
It all began with a call to 911, a body spotted floating in the canal along Old Griffin Road early Tuesday morning. The Broward Sheriff's Office says it took detectives just hours to come up with a suspect, Dominique's own brother, 15-year-old Dimitri Florimond. BSO says the teen dumped the body in the canal after shooting his brother when he returned home from work. BSO says the shooting happened where the teen lived with his brother and mother, that home under the watchful eye of detectives Wednesday afternoon.
And a Pinellas County man is recovering from a lightning strike. Travis Kurtz was working on a commercial property on Monday when he was hit. The man was found by a pizza store owner and rushed to the hospital with a heart rate above 265. Authorities believe the lightning traveled through an underground sprinkler system to reach the man. A GoFundMe has been set up to help cover his medical expenses.
Okay, a former Florida sheriff's deputy wanted for killing two people in a drunken crash has been located in Columbia. Evan Brown reports from Miami.
Police in Tampa say Joshua Roloffs is being brought to court now after not showing up earlier this year on charges of DUI manslaughter. Prosecutor Susie Lopez says federal agents found Roloffs hiding out in Colombia.
This is something that is just so incredibly brazen and just, he's not accepting responsibility. He was living in a luxury resort and he was out there living his life.
Roloffs is accused of causing a crash, killing two people while driving intoxicated in 2022. He's also a former sheriff's deputy from Polk County, Florida, fired for falsifying his timesheet. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your headlining national stories for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey. Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Join acupuncture and welders of Pensacola Monday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you won't want to miss. That's Monday at 10 a.m. with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about this decision in Texas where a judge struck down the mandate that all classrooms carry posters of the Ten Commandments and why this is really a much more complicated issue than anybody on either side usually allows. Allegations of perversion and MRSA-carrying participants in Milton meetings, and the state of Florida involved in a lawsuit over whether people who use marijuana medically should be entitled to purchase a gun. Find the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Seminole fans, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, more people signed up for unemployment last week. Jenny Casola watches those numbers for you.
New claims for unemployment benefits rose by 11,000 in the week ending August 16th to 235,000. It's a sign layoffs rose slightly, though still under the recent peak. More people are staying on unemployment, a sign it's harder to find a new job. Continuing claims rose to 1.97 million in the week ending August 9th, in the range of a four-year high reached in late July. The Federal Reserve will look at the job market and inflation as it considers whether to lower interest rates at its next meeting in September. Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaks on the economy at the Fed's Jackson Hole Summit on Friday. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Jitters on the market happening today. Hillary Barsky explains how the markets were affected.
Stocks ending lower as investors remain cautious ahead of Fed Chair Jerome Powell's high-profile speech at the central bank's annual economic symposium. His remarks come as mixed signals about the economy complicate the Fed's upcoming decision on interest rates. Technology stocks continue to struggle as investors rotate away from this year's top performers. Shares of Walmart declining over 4%, the country's biggest retailer. Second quarter revenue beat analysts' estimates while earnings missed forecast. The Dow winners, Chevron, Merck and United Health, the Dow decliners, Walmart, Home Depot, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 153 points, the Nasdaq down 73, S&P 500 down 26. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625 Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Luckily, not much to dig into. That's typically how it goes this time every afternoon. Let's see. If you're dealing with backups or ever you may be on the roads, they hopefully should not hold you up for very long. As for your weather, 78 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Rainfall chances tonight and over the course of the next several days. As for the heat, as a result, it's not going to be as bad, thankfully. Let's see. Tomorrow's high, only sitting at around 89. Saturday is only at 88.
Okay, coastal areas in the Northeast bracing for more impacts from Hurricane Erin this evening. Fox's Jay Minar is reporting this afternoon from Long Beach, New York.
Beaches closed to swimmers for a second day on Long Beach, New York, as swells from Hurricane Erin pick up surf. We are expecting peak waves upwards of 12 to 16 feet throughout the day today, and coastal flooding a concern with the next high tide cycle as we go through the night tonight. Lifeguards are still manning their mounds as they are keeping an eye on the water to make sure that people are safe in the event that people do get caught up in that risk for ripple currents. It's a danger that's very high throughout the day today. Stay with Fox Weather as we've continued team coverage on the impacts from Hurricane Erin up across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic coastlines. In Long Beach, New York, Jane Minar, Fox Weather.
And among California Democrats, Governor Gavin Newsom is leading former Vice President Kamala Harris by 6 points for the 2028 Democratic presidential primary. A Politico poll finds that Newsom's strong opposition to Trump may be boosting his popularity. Harris still connects with voters but faces some doubts about her strength as a candidate. In July, she announced she will not run for California governor, so that leaves the door open for her possible presidential run.
Well, the Trump administration's crime crackdown in Washington, D.C. is delivering some pretty big numbers, as more than 600 arrests have been made since it began earlier this month. And this evening, President Trump will get a firsthand look as he will go on patrol with law enforcement officers around the nation's capital. David Spunk has more for us.
President Trump made the announcement in a radio interview today, but what's unclear if he's actually going to patrol or maybe visit with some troops. Obviously, that would be a massive security imprint, so we're not exactly sure how that's going to play. We don't know where he's going to go, but it's notable as the National Guard presence increases to around 2,000 in the nation's capital. The Vice President Vance and Defense Secretary Hegseth, they're there yesterday making that unannounced trip to thank National Guard troops, both calling out crime not only here in D.C., but really across the country. On the streets of D.C., administration officials insist efforts to combat crime are actually working.
All right, and the White House reportedly suspending public tours due to construction. That's according to multiple reports citing White House officials. Construction is set to begin soon on a 90,000-square-foot ballroom that was recently ordered by President Trump. The websites of several lawmakers have posted notifications to constituents that White House tours are being paused beginning next month. A timeline for when public tours would resume, though, has not been provided.
628 News Radio 92.3, more federal workers getting laid off. Jill Nato says the latest round comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
A union that represents CDC employees says at least 600 of them have been fired. That includes personnel who worked on violence prevention, the Office of Financial Resources, and more. The cuts are part of the Trump administration's effort to shrink the federal workforce. The layoffs are the second shock to the CDC this month. Many staffers went back to work earlier this week, even as hundreds of bullet holes pockmarked their buildings. A grim reminder of a gunman who opened fire there August 8th. No CDC personnel were injured, but a DeKalb County police officer was fatally shot. The gunman then killed himself. Joel Nato, Fox News.
And President Trump threatening to revoke California school funding over transgender athlete policies. In a Truth Social post today, the president said any school district not following federal policies will lose funding. California has refused to comply with the administration's ban on transgender girls playing on girls' school sports teams. The Justice Department sued California last month over its refusal to comply, pointing to alleged Title IX violations. The California Interscholastic Federation said all transgender athletes can compete on teams matching their gender identity, citing a 2013 state law.
Well, the real estate market kind of iffy right about now. Fewer than 28% of homes in the U.S. Housing market are affordable for the average household as borrowing rates remain a critical barrier. Higher mortgage rates are largely to blame. Home prices and interest rates have risen so significantly they reduced home buying to their lowest level since the mid-90s. To put the rise into perspective, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate stood at 2.6% in 21. As today, it stands at 6.61%. Sports coming up in less than five on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. President Trump speaking tonight to law enforcement officers and National Guard troops have been deployed to Washington, D.C. The president thanking them for their efforts in keeping the nation's capital safe.
Well, I just want to thank everybody very much for being here. I wanted to do this. We've had some incredible results, and it's like a different place. It's like a different city. It's the capital. It's going to be the best in the world.
The president has cited crime as the reason for the deployment of the National Guard. Democrats say crime in D.C. has decreased the last few years. And a cruel hoax. That's what the president of Villanova University is calling today's report of an active shooter on campus. Freshman orientation of the school disrupted by a massive police presence and students being told to shelter in place after a false report of a shooter. Now the university is giving the all clear. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The college football season is here, and from our Power Four conferences, I have Penn State winning the Big Ten, Texas taking the SEC crown, Kansas State winning the Big 12, and Dabo Sweeney's Clemson squad winning another ACC championship. And in the second installment of a 12-team college football playoff, I have Clemson making the national championship game, but they'll lose to Alabama. Kalen DeBoer's squad has arguably the best defense in the country, and I love the offensive connection of Ty Simpson to Ryan Williams. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get a bottle of Seafoam Motor Treatment for just $8.99 and receive 5 times O Rewards points with the purchase at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning light. O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need 5-Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. 5-Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google 5-Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. 5-Star Outdoor Services.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
With Chris and Austin.
Midnight blue. Oh. Midnight blue.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, National Hurricane Center models show Hurricane Aaron will continue to produce surf and rip current warnings along the eastern U.S. coastline. Storm surge flooding and tropical storm conditions will continue in the Outer Banks, on the Virginia coast, and along portions of the Mid-Atlantic and southern New England coasts today through Friday. NHC forecasters are also watching a tropical wave following Aaron with a 70% chance of tropical cyclone development over the next 7 days.
Number two.
Okay, Florida Power and Light, along with key stakeholder groups, filed a four-year rate settlement agreement with state regulators on Wednesday. The agreement reduces FPNL's original revenue request by nearly a third. The agreement, subject to Florida PSC approval, cuts FPNL's four-year revenue request by approximately 30%, keeping Northwest Florida rates absolutely nearly flat.
Number three.
Well, Consumer Affairs has ranked Pensacola as the best coastal city in the U.S. The Pensacola metro area earned the top spot thanks to four key factors: affordability, livability, safety, and economy. The rankings compared 143 U.S. coastal metro areas on metrics ranging from quality of life to cost of living.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce hosting a luncheon with UWF today. The meeting focused on changes on education. Ildi Hoseman, incoming chairman of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, attended that luncheon today and said the meeting shared some concerning statistics.
There were some really great insights shared today about the statistics in the school district, about the two school districts, Santa Rosa and Escambia, being so very different and having their own needs and their in their own respective areas. When I heard that 78% of students in the Escambia County School District are economically disadvantaged, that was a startling statistic. I mean, I knew that it was a large issue, a significant issue in our community, but that number is a high percentage, and it just spoke to me.
Okay, News Radio 92.3's Andrew McKay has more on this trending story tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3's Pensacola Morning News.
And a federal jury has convicted a Crestview couple on charges related to the distribution of fentanyl. 37-year-old Chantel Powell, convicted by a federal jury of making a false statement to a federal agent. Her husband, 40-year-old Kevin Powell, pleaded guilty to possession with intent to distribute fentanyl and firearm charges. They will be sentenced on November 18th and November 13th, respectively.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Line off of Ohtani's leg, and everyone's going to be safe. And now, the attention to Shohei, who was hobbling. That liner got him square in the leg.
Ouch. Line drive right off the thigh.
Slightly above the knee on the outside. 93.7 off the bat of Arcia. I would be guessing that he's probably not going to continue as a pitcher because you don't want to have any issue with your legs that then affect your delivery and your arm. We will see. He's trying to walk it off. Looks like he wants to convince Dave Roberts that he's okay.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, Shohei Ohtani finished the fourth inning for the Dodgers against the Rockies, but then left the game as a pitcher. He batted in the fifth inning, but sat out the rest of the way. Ohtani allowed a career-worst 9 hits. The Rockies got 5 earned runs off Ohtani in only 4 innings. Shohei took the defeat. The Rockies beat the Dodgers 8-3. LA manager Dave Roberts said Ohtani escaped the line drive without any bone-on-bone contact and should be fine to play when the Dodgers resume their schedule tomorrow versus the second-place Padres. San Diego got within one game of Los Angeles in the NL West. Gavin Sheets hit 2 of the Padres' 4 home runs in an 8-1 jolting of the Giants. Still a game and a half lead for the Astros over the Mariners atop the AL West. Both teams lost. The Astros dropped their 4th game in a row. The Mariners lost their 5th straight. Houston swept by Detroit. The AL Central leading Tigers topped the Stros 7-2. The Mariners crushed by the Phillies 11-2. Trey Turner had 5 hits for the NL East leaders, whose Kyle Schwarber broke a tie with Shohei Ohtani. For the National League leading home run, Schwarber hit his 45th, and he drove in 5 runs to increase his Major League leading total to 109 RBIs. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a new report is showing the highest NIL earning quarterbacks in college football. According to On3.com, 24 quarterbacks will make at least $1 million. Based on estimates, Duke's Darian Minza tops the list with $4 million. Not who I was expecting to top the list for a basketball school. I mean, come on, you know, we're talking about football here. 4 other quarterbacks are expected to earn at least $3 million, including Michigan's Bryce Underwood, Miami's Carson Beck, and Nebraska's Dylan Raiola, and lastly, Penn State's Drew Aller.
You know what would be I know the players wouldn't want to hear this, but a great option would be if they would withhold that money
until you complete your college career.
Until they completed their college education.
Oh, Oh, interesting.
You know, and they could put the money to earn interest, and it would be there when they graduated. The main purpose of them playing at that school is graduation.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, talks about a contract between the Dallas Cowboys and top pass rusher Micah Parsons. Really getting some visibility here. Joe Morgan has more on this story.
Star pass rusher Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys don't seem any closer to a contract extension, with the regular season just 2 weeks away. But Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer doesn't seem concerned, telling reporters on Wednesday, quote, "I feel good that Micah is going to be out there against the Philadelphia Eagles." Parsons hasn't participated in practice since the Cowboys reported to training camp last month, citing a back injury. The two-time All-Pro is in a contract dispute with Dallas as he enters the final year of his rookie deal, and Parsons asked for a trade earlier this month. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
So what does Jerry Jones of the Cowboys think about all this? Well, of course, Jerry's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, providing an update today on contract negotiations with Mike Parsons. Jared Max has that story.
2 weeks ahead of the start of the NFL regular season, Dallas Cowboys owner, president, and general manager Jerry Jones joined Fox and Friends Thursday. He discussed the topic that Cowboys fans have been wondering about, the status of Pro Bowl pass rusher Micah Parsons. He's been at training camp, but has not participated in any practices, hoping to land a new contract.
He knows more than anyone that it's a team thing. I know everybody's tired of hearing this, but you've got to put this puzzle together so that you can have some other people out there playing with Michael.
Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with Fox and Friends on Fox News Channel. The Cowboys are scheduled to open their season Thursday, September 4th against the reigning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a new study shows those with metabolic syndrome have a greater risk of getting Parkinson's disease. Findings in the journal Neurology show that those with metabolic syndrome were roughly 40% more likely to get Parkinson's than those without it. Metabolic syndrome is having several health issues at once that increases people's risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. Researchers analyzed data for nearly 500,000 people in the UK for the study.
Okay, more Americans are drinking less. Lisa Brady explains why.
This is House Call for Health. Is happy hour a thing of the past? You may think many Americans are pouring themselves an alcoholic beverage to relax, but a recent poll finds the number of Americans consuming alcohol has hit an all-time low, with more concerned with the effects alcohol might have on their health. Just 54% of adults say they drink alcohol, the lowest number in decades. A Gallup poll also finding that 53% of Americans believe moderate drinking is bad for their health. That's up from just 28% 10 years ago. The shift, led by young adults, comes after the Surgeon General warned Americans earlier this year about the cancer risk associated with drinking. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Here's something to digest, or maybe not. Primate meat has been intercepted, uncovered by customs officials. This is really nasty, if you know what I'm saying. Lillian Wu explains what's going on.
52 pounds of meat from primates and 11 pounds from rats were intercepted last month at Detroit Metropolitan Airport by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officials, who say the separate incidents took place within days of each other. Officials say the primate meat, which was declared as antelope, arrived with a traveler from the Central African nation of Gabon. The rodent meat arrived with a traveler from the West African country Togo. The offenders slapped with a $300 fine apiece, a common penalty for a first-time infraction, but fines can run in the thousands. Bushmeat, considered a cultural delicacy in parts of Africa, is illegal to import because it can be infected. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
You can thank me later for disrupting your dinner this afternoon. I apologize for that. 6:45. Okay, heads up, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3, Austin Price on the roll. He's got a look at the weather and local traffic together.
I sure do, and luckily, I don't have much to give you. If you're dealing with any backups on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for very long. As for your weather, sitting at around 78 degrees right now. Going to be a low of 77 tonight, so it's not going to get much cooler. As for your rainfall chances, those are lingering this evening all the way into your next work week, but we're going to see the highs be rather docile as a result. Friday's high sitting at 89. Saturday's only sitting at 88. Starting Sunday, we'll see them start to creep back up a bit.
Okay, here's this afternoon's Hurricane Aaron update. Continuing, the storm's continuing to move up the East Coast, while there's a flood risk in the South, extreme heat in the West. There's a lot of weather in between, and Fox meteorologist Janice Dean joins us with the Fox weather forecast.
Hurricane Erin is bringing tropical storm force conditions for coastal areas of North Carolina and Virginia. The mid-Atlantic, Northeast, and New England coastlines will also see indirect impacts from the storm, including life-threatening surf and rip currents. Coastal flooding and surge also possible along vulnerable beach regions. We've got showers and thunderstorms in the forecast along a stalled cold front that stretches from the Gulf Coast, Texas, the Southeast. Heavy rain could bring flooding for some spots, and dangerous record-breaking heat is spreading over much of the West late this week into the weekend. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
A group of doctors are responding to the Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after he accused them of buckling under Big Pharma. Rich Edson is in Washington this afternoon, has the latest on the feud.
The Academy of American Pediatrics said this week that children should get COVID shots and boosters this year, months after the CDC removed the COVID vaccine for healthy children and pregnant women from its recommended vaccine schedule. The Academy acknowledges its guidance, quote, differs from recent recommendations of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices of the CDC, which was overhauled this year and replaced with individuals who have a history of spreading vaccine misinformation. RFK Jr. responded, quote, AAP is angry that CDC has eliminated corporate influence in decisions over vaccine recommendations. He included an image of large pharmaceutical companies that have donated to the Academy's children's health programs.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard says she's slashing her office's staff by nearly 40%. Her office now planning on cutting its headcount to around 1,300 employees, down from nearly 2,000 in February. Gabbard says the cuts are expected to save around $700 million annually. Chipotle is teaming up with Zipline to test autonomous food delivery with a leading drone operator. Starting today, select customers in the greater Dallas area have the option to use the so-called Zipotle delivery through an early access program in the Zipline app. Zipline's autonomous aircraft will deliver orders to customers' homes in Texas from a local Chipotle location. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street, with the Dow dropping 150 points. The S&P 500 slid by 25, and the NASDAQ was down by more than 70. Crude oil futures for September are above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Cracker Barrel giving its restaurants a modern makeover. Not everybody is happy about it, including Austin Price.
No one likes change, man.
That's right. There you go. Crank him up here. That chain is facing a lot of backlash after changing their iconic logo. Why would they do it? That's the question. Jeff Locke reports from outside a Cracker Barrel location. We can find Jeff this afternoon in Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
That sign up there, that's the logo. Old man sitting on a chair, leaning on a Cracker Barrel. Not anymore. It's now just text. They haven't changed it since 1977. And they thought, you know, now's the time to do it because the profits have been fading a little bit. You know, people like the old Cracker Barrel with the dark walls and all the stuff on the wall, the memorabilia, the farm equipment, tools, old pictures, signs. But a lot of people apparently told the company things are getting kind of shabby in here. So still the memorabilia on the walls, but they're white walls. Fireplace still is there. And a lot of people said, no, we don't like that. Absolutely horrible, says someone else. John Rich, the country singer, says Cracker Barrel has gone woke.
I heard a joke online talking about it, saying the new design looks like a Zaxby's with a gift shop.
I believe it.
And that's I don't know if
I don't want them to touch it. I like the old.
I was about to say, I don't know if that's the look they were going for.
I just hope they don't touch the
Popeye.
The food. Well, just the food.
Yeah, the food in general. Yeah. And another retailer pulling out of California, Bed Bath & Beyond, says it will not be opening or reopening stores in the Golden State. The company's executive chairman released a statement on Wednesday calling California one of the most risky environments for businesses in America. He also calls it overregulated and expensive. Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy in 2023 and closed its stores, but now it plans to open some 300 stores nationwide. Governor Gavin Newsom responded in a tweet pointing out that the company already went bankrupt.
Walmart raised some prices in recent months, but shoppers still see Walmart as the place to save. Jenny Casola has the story.
Walmart says it's raising prices on about 10% of what it sells. It is absorbing most of the cost from tariffs. Sales rose in the recent quarter. It's selling more fresh food, pantry and dairy products, and over-the-counter medicines. Chief Financial Officer John David Rainey says about a third of Walmart's products come from outside the U.S. Though its earnings were disappointing, that's attributed to some one-time expenses for the company. Gerald Storch of Storch Advisors.
Frankly, they're winning this game, and they're doing great. I would not bet against Walmart.
And Walmart is raising expectations for the year. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
6:52 here. We will take one final break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with one final check of your roads and weather this evening, along with some pop culture notes, more frivolous stuff for you as we help ease you into tonight, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. This means more time with your care team and appointments, more focus on your health needs, plus daily group activities and access to an on-site fitness center. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road with a new location on Mobile Highway now open. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now.
.655 Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together as the afternoon kind of winds down on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, nothing going on the roads. If you're dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. And thank you for staying safe this afternoon. Please continue to do so on your way home tonight. As for your weather, 78 degrees, low of 77 tonight officially. It got some rainfall chances over the course of the next several days. But we're going to see the highs be rather tame as a result, especially these next couple days, sitting at around 88 or 89 for both Friday and Saturday.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, wild brawl broke out aboard a Carnival cruise ship. As we hear from Fox's Sue Guzman, the uproar began over chicken.
Cruises are expected to provide a relaxing relief from the tensions of daily life. But it was a far cry from that when a massive melee broke out aboard a Carnival cruise ship Monday at the late night buffet in an apparent dispute over chicken fingers. The whole thing captured on a now viral video that depicts guests punching, shouting, and knocking each other to the ground as security members responded. There's been no comment from Carnival Cruise Lines on this incident, although Carnival Cruise Lines has a zero-tolerance policy for disruptive behavior and violence. Disruptors can be charged a $500 fine and face a possible lifetime ban. Sue Gussman, Fox News.
All righty, and Millie Bobby Brown and her husband Jake Bon Jovi are welcoming their first baby together. In an Instagram post today, the couple announced they adopted a baby girl. The Stranger Things star and the son of rock musician John Bon Jovi were secretly married in May of last year. The new parents say they are excited to start their family life in peace and privacy.
Okay, some bears in Lake Tahoe apparently wild over ice cream. Don't blame the bears. Here's Jill Nato.
Police say a brown bear recently raided a South Lake Tahoe ice cream shop. Surprisingly, just a bare minimum of damage was done to the place. Apparently, this bear just wanted strawberry ice cream. The El Dorado County Sheriff's Office says deputies could barely believe their eyes when they saw the bear hanging out behind the store counter looking like he was ready to serve the next customer. The sheriff's office said the bear left with some encouragement from the deputies. Last May, another bear broke into another Lake Tahoe ice cream store, but that guy made off with 3 gallons of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. Again, barely any damage left behind. Jill Nato, Fox News.
See, you don't have to shoot the darn bears. Just give them some ice cream. They'll leave.
That'll send them on their way.
There you go.
That totally won't get them to keep coming back for something.
Better option of not shooting the bears.
And art made of Snoop Dogg's leftover blunts is selling for thousands of dollars. Vibe reports artist Erica Kovitz used countless blunts to create fine art in her collection titled Ashes to Art. Kovitz collaborated with Snoop to get the used unfinished blunts wraps, and since the collection debuted on August 15th, Kovitz has sold out of pieces. The 7 works of art were sold in the range of $10,000 to $70,000.
Okay, Google, making photo editing as easy as asking for a retake because you blinked. I love technology. Here's a good one for you. Eben Brown has a story.
Photo editing used to be the work of highly specialized artists and technicians. Nowadays, photo editing apps are both more advanced and more accessible to more people, not just photography professionals. But what if you could just edit your photo by asking? Google has that now. Unveiled Wednesday at their Made by Google event, Google Photos will now have a feature in which the user can simply ask the app to perform a desired edit of their image. They can ask by voice or even by typing the request into the prompt. And yes, it is powered by Google's Gemini AI. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A new streamer for Fox fans arrives. Michelle Polino explains what's going on.
Fox One officially launches, bringing together all the Fox-branded content into one streaming platform for first-time cord cutters and cord nevers. For $19.99 a month or $199.99 a year, the new streaming service will give viewers access to Fox News, Fox Business, Fox Weather, Fox Sports, and Fox's Big Ten sports coverage, as well as Fox local stations and more. Users can also bundle Fox One and Fox Nation for $24.99. CEO Pete Distad called it a great value proposition. Fox One will also include AI-powered personalization to blend live and on-demand content. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Congrats going out to former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz announcing the birth of his son, Lucky Lewis Gaetz, on Wednesday. Gaetz' wife, Ginger Lucky, said she has no plans to put Lucky on sugary formula while praising U.S. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. for leading the way on food safety and vaccine policy.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.